Oh, welcome to another fine Monday afternoon. Monday afternoons are always fine. I say it every Monday, and you know it. This is Judy Duke, and oh my goodness, I have a colonel in the studio with me today, Colonel Nikki Philpo. Welcome.
Well, good afternoon, Miss Judy. How are you today, ma'am?
I'm just doing great. I am so glad that you agreed to come. You've been on my list of folks to come and talk.
I wouldn't have missed this opportunity for anything in the world.
Well, thank you. I finally got around to getting a hold of you, and there are reasons sometimes that I like Facebook, and that's one to be able to get in touch and keep
Very
up
good.
With
Very
friends.
Good.
Nikki and I met, when I talked back a few years ago, many years ago, at the Putnam County Senior High School.
Putnam County Senior High School, right. Which tells us it was a few days ago.
A few years ago.
Yes.
And you were interested in something that I've been interested in that hit me when it was from birth, I think, but I got especially interested when I was in high school. You had an interest in the theater
yes, ma'am.
World at the time.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you still?
Oh, very much. Not quite as much as an active participant, but very interested in keeping up with what's going on and especially watching these young folks today and seeing what they do. And it's just simply amazing.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
I know you are in Cumberland County, our neighbors up there in Cumberland County. That's where you and your wife live.
We live in Cumberland County, of course. I work here at the high school now currently in Cookeville, but live in Cumberland County in
Crossville. Have you been there a long time?
Actually, since I retired from the military in 2006.
Retired. So, people crack me up like I'm retired, you're retired, yet we're still doing things.
Yeah.
And you have a very, very interesting job to me. You have had my youngest grandson who thought you were fabulous.
Well,
and he has
appreciate that.
Is going into the military.
It's exciting. Very exciting.
Yes. You're from Cookeville.
Yes, ma'am.
But you've been... Why'd you choose Crossville to live?
Well, it's interesting how things work out. When I first retired from the Army in 2006, I actually went to work at the Cumberland County High School teaching JROTC. Was there for a little bit over a year. And unfortunately, the good folks up in Cumberland County decided that the JROTC program was not for them any longer. So they decided to, I'll use the term, cut the program.
Terminate
the program. Well, it's interesting what happens when things like that occur. Just as that was happening, the situation in Cookeville was developing such that they needed another officer, or they needed an officer instructor. And I was invited to come down and talk with the good folks at Cookeville High School about the position. And after an excellent conversation with them, I was offered that opportunity.
And I think that's so to our advantage.
Oh,
shame on Cumberland County.
It was a godsend for me.
Good.
And hopefully I've helped the program a little bit in a few ways.
I think you've helped the program quite a bit from what I know that you do. Just in his freshman year that my grandson was in the JROTC, the Junior Army.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's Army.
Yes, it is Army, JROTC.
It is Army. Now, my ex-son-in-law, my grandson that was under you, was in the Air Force, and he wanted to come to Tennessee Tech, but they just had ROTC. At the University of Tennessee, they had an Air Force. What would you call that?
It's Air Force ROTC.
Air Force ROTC. Mm-hmm. So that's where he went to college, paid for by the Air Force. He had, he went to Cookeville High School, joined out of high school. But this program, I know, it teaches, and I've been to your Veterans Day programs before. They're fabulous. And you told me when we talked on the phone what you're going to be doing. You've talked with Sheila about it this November. You'll be talking
November 7th, correct?
Mm-hmm. November 7th, about
a Thursday evening.
D-Day.
Yes, we're going to use as a theme this year the 75th anniversary of D-Day, and we're going to commemorate all of those outstanding, just unbelievable World War II veterans and their families that we have in this area. And we're really going
fabulous.
To celebrate those individuals. And Congressman John Rose, as a matter of fact, who's also a Cookeville High School
good alumni,
has agreed to be our guest speaker.
Good for him.
You know, Judy, one thing I'd like to point out to you, this program preceded my arrival at Cookeville High School, but the program has gotten so popular that we have to do two versions of the program now. We do a 5:30 version and a 7:30 version with an intermission in between the two.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
And we, for the most part, fill up that auditorium both times.
Yep.
For the program. And we've just had tremendous success. And I think this year will be maybe even more successful.
I wouldn't be surprised. Shouldn't say this on the air, but I don't care. I'm going to. I'm an old woman. I can say what I want to. I just
absolutely
really love a man in uniform.
Oh, my goodness.
And my husband was not able to serve in the military because of his hearing disability that he was born with. But I just love men in uniform, and I'm very patriotic, and I can cry at the drop of a hat. I have had the good fortune to have been to the beaches of Normandy. That was one of my bucket list events I wanted to have happen a couple of years ago. Maybe, well, it's been about five now. Stayed in Bassine, France, which was just right there.
Mm-hmm.
And Acrod all the way through.
Wow.
That was my dad's era. He wasn't in the military either,
right,
but he had so many friends that mm-hmm. were.
Yes.
The veterans of that particular day are becoming very few and very far between.
You're
so the
correct.
Fact that you're recognize
correct.
Those that are left.
We have we've been blessed every year since I've been there at the program. We've certainly had World War II veterans represented in all of our programs, not in huge numbers, and the numbers get just a bit smaller every year. But we're going to push really hard this year to get as many actual veterans there. And those that are there, we're going to pay proper respects and really honor. We're going to honor those individuals just to the absolute best of our ability.
I had a friend, and I shouldn't be talking this much, but Carol Warren, who was with the 101st Airborne, mm-hmm. and he was one of the gliders.
Wow.
One of the men that flew over in the glider. I didn't know that. I knew him for years, went to church with him. And until his later years, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, when I was working at the History Museum, we put him on tape. And he shared about when they landed on the 5th at night, he landed in a potato field that the Germans had flooded, which I didn't know. But evidently, that was something that the Germans did. They flooded all the fields around the beaches.
Yes.
And he spent that first night on the beach at mm-hmm. Normandy. And he said he was never so scared in his life.
I bet.
And he shared that with me. And when he passed, my heart just broke.
We're blessed in this area with these wonderful, just absolutely tremendous veterans that we have all around us. And we look around and we don't even recognize who we're looking at when we look at them. We get an opportunity through this program that we do at Cookeville High School to really tap into that talent and that those actions and these noble individuals. And I use that word noble because
absolutely.
That's the only word that comes to mind. We just go about our business every day, and we don't realize who we have around us. And this program gives us the opportunity to dig into that a little bit and discover some things about some true heroes that we have in this area.
And we have them.
We do. Your hair will stand on end when you hear some of the stories and just spend a little time talking with these great great Americans that we have all around us.
Now, you went in service, you did the college ROTC,
yes, ma'am.
And so that made you a second lieutenant.
Correct.
Going
correct.
In. How old are you when you realized you wanted to make a career?
You know, I am not one of those individuals that spent a lot of time as a young kid thinking about being in the military. I actually was introduced to Army ROTC about the same time I started to Tech.
Okay.
And I graduated from Tennessee Tech and went through ROTC at Tennessee Tech. And fortunately, I ran into very early on at Tech, I ran into a couple of officer instructors in the ROTC program that kind of took me under their wing and said, look, young man, you need to consider this program. And I at least was interested enough to try the program out. And that's literally how it started with me, as I was just trying the program out. And one thing led to another. And ultimately graduated Tech and completed ROTC at the same time. And yes, became a second lieutenant in the Army.
Did you go to Vietnam?
Oh no! I was a little bit
too young for that.
I graduated and was commissioned in 1980, I was just a few years beyond that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I know the importance of the program. Talking here with Colonel Nikki Philpo about the Junior ROTC here in Cookeville, leadership is one thing.
Absolutely.
And this is an elective class,
is it not?
And it includes females.
Oh, probably about 40% of our cadets are females.
40%. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to interrupt us here. Boy, okay. I hate to do this, but I got to have my sponsors. So we're going to take a small break. Listen up, folks, and support us by supporting our sponsors. And we will be back shortly talking with Nikki Philpo. Thanks so much.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson in Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back with Colonel Nikki Philpo, head honcho of the Junior ROTC program at Cookeville High School.
Honcho, I kind of like that word.
You're the honcho.
Like that.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I like the word.
I know there are other instructors.
Yes, there are.
Two of them that I know.
Yes.
There may be more.
And they're outstanding instructors, too. Yeah. Excellent non-commissioned officer instructors that do the real work.
they do the real work.
Yes.
And I know that you go to every football game and you fire the cannon every time there's a score. And
we have a spirit team that we call the Saber Guard, and they do push-ups when the team scores, and we just have a good time out
That's
there.
That's great. That's you know, that not only are you having fun at the time, but as we said before break, you're teaching them leadership and so many other things.
Yes. I hope so.
That young people, I started to say young men, but if 40% of your students are female students, then it can't be. It's for both.
Absolutely.
And,
it's for both.
And it's a kind of leadership and. What else?
Oh, we
dependability.
We've got discipline that we focus on, health and physical fitness, and in fact, everything that we do, we try to ensure that we're providing reinforcement for what takes place in other areas of the curriculum at the high school. Our ultimate goal is for every one of our students to be a high school graduate. That's the main near-term objective for every one of them. And then we work real hard on ensuring that they're ready to live and lead very productive lives once they graduate in whatever area.
Military commitment, if they choose as an elective.
Right. There is, first of all, there is no military commitment through JROTC. It's an elective course.
A lot of them do, though, don't they?
Probably 20 to 25% or so will elect to pursue the military in one form or another. Many will decide to go to college and go the ROTC, the
and go in as a commission.
We've had some students attend service academies. We've had that happen fairly recently, as a matter of fact. And then, of course, we have a number of students that just enlist in the military and go in directly after
high school.
A number of different folks will do different things. And then a good number of our kids will decide that military service isn't for them. But I think the lessons they've learned, the life patterns that they've established as cadets in JROTC, I think they've got a lifetime of reaping the benefits of the goodness that comes out of that program.
Absolutely, absolutely. Don't think about retiring anytime soon, Nikki. Okay, Cumberland County cut that program.
Yes,
are there other schools in our in the Upper Cumberland area, which is 14 counties?
Mm-hmm.
Are there other high schools who have this?
White County.
Okay.
Warren County, Clark Range. Sergeant York High School. And, of course, you know, if you expand out a little bit, you know, the Knoxville, Nashville areas, there's several. In fact, Tennessee is one of the leading states throughout the nation as far as number of JROTC programs.
Okay.
So, yes, there's it's not just Army JROTC. Each of the services sponsors JROTC. Of course, the Army JROTC is the largest. And that makes sense because the United States Army is the largest of the services.
Of the services. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Do you know why?
Why it's the largest?
Mm-hmm.
The mission of the Army. First of all, it's the oldest service. But the mission of the United States Army is very expansive. And you also have to remember that components of the United States Army include the Army National Guard and the United States Army Reserve. So it's a very all-inclusive military force.
Okay. There used to be a program when I was teaching at the high school, Nikki, mm-hmm. about something Civil Air Patrol.
Civil Air Patrol. It's still here.
Is that an Air Force sponsored?
That's an Air Force-sponsored type program. And it's, of course, I don't know the specifics of it, but I know that they're focused on actually doing real world kinds of things as far as search and rescue.
Oh, really?
But it's predominantly made up with some senior leadership. It's predominantly made up of the youth.
Okay.
And
they have someone who on staff like you guys?
They do. They have an individual that is a full-time type administrator of the program. Again, I don't know the specifics of it. I know that there is a Civil Air Patrol program in this area. And I know that some of our cadets have participated. Some of our JROTC cadets have participated in that program from time to time.
Right. Well, having not expected to go into the Army, you were in for quite a while and rose in the ranks pretty well.
It's surprising what happens to people once you start looking at something.
Okay. Now, tell me, in this career of the Army, where did you meet your wife?
Oh, I actually met my wife before the Army.
Oh.
Yeah, she is also from Cookeville. And long about my senior year in college is where we kind of got acquainted with one another. And
Really well.
And
yeah. New.
To the tune of getting married.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somewhere along those lines. So the majority of my senior year, I was married. And my wife had just graduated. She graduated from Tech as well. She's also a Cookeville girl. So
what was her maiden name?
Neil. Cinda Neal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the name Philpo in this area, especially people who have gone to Tennessee Tech, mm-hmm. there was a Mrs. Philpo that taught health at the Cookeville High School.
That predated, and I know that.
I had her as a teacher.
I remember seeing dates. I remember seeing names in textbooks years and years ago.
Dr. Philpo out at Tennessee Tech. He was a very tough teacher from what I've heard.
Oh, my goodness. Well, maybe it's a good thing I didn't run into that gentleman.
Are you, you're not kinship?
I'm not related. To my knowledge, I'm not related to those individuals.
So, where were you deployed when you were in active service?
Yeah, I served in Europe.
Where were you stationed?
Germany. Actually, in Germany. That was my very first assignment. I had an ROTC, teaching senior ROTC position in West Tennessee at UT Martin. Did that for a while. Spent time in Texas.
You go
where they send you. You can always request, but the needs of the Army, as you hear so often, is what's the driving factor ultimately in those decisions.
Do we need to send troops into Iran?
Well, needless to say, I'm... you know, we've got some very smart decision makers that are wrestling over those decisions right now. And I do have my personal views, but I'll be supportive of what our national leaders decide that we need to do.
That sounds just like a military man. Of course, he's the leader of the group, regardless of politically how you might feel.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
And I've always admired that about servicemen. You know, they can vote against whoever's running or for whoever's running. It's their privilege as an American, as it is all of us that are Americans. And if you don't vote, shame on you. Keep your mouth shut if you don't vote. That's my philosophy, you know. We've got to do this, you know, what we people have bled and died for.
Right.
Is to give us, among other things, the right to vote. But the situation and our present president is, this is no big deal. This is the one now I'm seeing in the news where they've shot down one of the Air Force drones.
Right.
Things look a little scary in some places in the world.
They look a little bit dicey at this moment. But, you know, we learn early on in the military. We should learn it, in fact, before we even have a chance to be in the military. But our job is to support and defend the United States Constitution.
Absolutely.
And we're told quite clearly the American people choose who our leaders are.
Yep.
And we support the Constitution and we support the American people.
And you support the supreme leader who is the president, no matter who he is.
And that's our system.
Whether you agree or disagree.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
And so I have learned that over the years from my ex-son-in-law that I admire those young men and women and you.
Well, thank
you. Old codgers.
Yeah, old.
You're not old, Nikki, to me. You're just a kid. You'll always be just a kid. But very intelligent. And we, like I said earlier, we are beyond fortunate to have you.
Thank you
as the leader of our young men and women, showing them exactly what the importance of the military. And that doesn't mean, let's go, let's fight, let's kill the enemy.
Right.
That's part of it, unfortunately. But you're protecting, any branch of service is protecting this country.
No, that's correct.
And our Constitution.
Yes.
And I admire, like I said, you and all others who have given their lives and their families have sacrificed greatly.
That's a big piece of it. That's a huge piece of it.
It is.
You know, we ask our family members just to kind of put their lives on hold, too.
You do.
While your term of commitment is ongoing. So we certainly never want to lose sight of that.
That's true. You have to think of a lot of things.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Colonel.
Thank you, ma'am. Just appreciate seeing you, Miss Judy. And,
thank you.
Hopefully it won't be long before I get to see you again somewhere.
I hope not. Remember November the
November the 7th. Thursday, November the 7th.
And at 5:30
and 7:30 with a good long intermission in between the two. So a lot of...
at the Cookeville High School.
A lot of opportunities to fellowship with those great veterans. And
absolutely.
I think
what
that might be the best part.
That is the best part, I'm sure. Thank you again, Nikki. Appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am.
And thank you folks out there for listening. We appreciate your support, and we will talk with you next Monday. Bye now.